It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's November ballot has just grown a lot longer. The Secretary of State says three separate tax initiatives have qualified, including one backed by Governor Jerry Brown. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, that brings the total number of November ballot measures to 11.
The governor's tax measure would raise the sales tax a quarter cent and raise the income tax on the richest Californians. He's pushing it as an important step towards ending the state's chronic deficits, but it'll face a lot of competition this fall, especially from wealthy education advocate Molly Munger. Her initiative would raise the income tax on all but the poorest Californians, but do so on a sliding scale, with the rich paying the most. The money would go to public schools. The third measure wouldn't tax individuals at all. It would end a corporate tax break for out-of-state businesses. Half the money would be set aside for energy efficiency projects, while the rest would go to the state's general fund. Anti-tax advocates have said they plan to campaign against all three collectively, as too many taxes on an already overtaxed state. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California state parks would receive an extra $65 million under the spending plan now on Governor Jerry Brown's desk, but legislative Democrats are still writing the precise rules for how that money could be spent. And it's not yet clear if the governor supports the changes. State Senator Noreen Evans.
There's a number of last-minute issues that we have to resolve. We're still talking, and I'm very hopeful that we'll have a plan in place later on this week.
The new money comes with several strings attached. Some of it would create an enterprise fund to pay for modernizing park revenue collections. The goal is to create a more sustainable park system for the long run. Other funds would go towards specific projects like fixing roads or septic systems. The money would help prevent the closure of some, but not all, of the 70 parks currently at risk. The governor's Department of Finance is reviewing the proposal, but has not yet taken a position. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.